Good morning. Today we have two related questions as it relates to the simanim that we have, the symbolic foods that we eat on Rosh Hashanah. Question number one is, when we say the Yehi Ratzon before eating each of the respective simanim, do we say the Yehi Ratzon with Shem Hashem or without Shem Hashem? That's question number one. Question number two is, what specific day or days do we have these simanim? So the Gemara, in Krisus Davav, this is the source for the Minag, Amar Abaye. Abaye tells us, Hashta da Amar Simanim Milsahi, in the Gemara there, now that we've established that the Simanim, symbolic issues, symbolic things, here we're talking about symbolic foods, have an impact on us. They are a significant thing. Yehi Inish Ragi Lamecha, certainly somebody should be accustomed then to eat Bereishata, literally on Rosh Hashanah, and then the Gemara lists out a few simanim, a few foods that have symbolic significance on Rosh Hashanah, kra, rubia, karti, silke, tvetamre. We're not going to get into the specifics of what they are, but there are foods that have an impact, that have symbolism, and in fact, nowadays we can make up our own simanim as well. We flaskin in Shulchan Aruch, like the Gemara in Krisus, yehi adam ragil achol barosh Hashanah, rubia, etc., that we should indeed eat on Rosh Hashanah the various simanim, and then the Shulchan Aruch adds on that the minhag is to say a yehi ratzon before having each of the respective simanim. So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Kashiyolcha rubia. For example, when you eat rubia, yomar yiratzon shiyirbu zechuyoseinu, that we should increase our zechuyos when we have rubia. Now, what's interesting to note, and this is the topic of our first question, is when you say the Yehi Ratzon, do we say with it with Shem Hashem, with Shem or Malchus or not? So we see here the Shulchan Aruch is saying, you say the Yehi Ratzon without the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yehi Ratzon sheyirbu zechuyoseinu, and not Yehi Ratzon mifanech Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu sheyirbu zechuyoseinu. In fact, that seems to be the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Just say the Yehi Ratzon without Shem u'Malchus. Nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Cairo, in his Beis Yosef, which is his commentary to the Torah, he brings the name of the in the name of the Abu Vudraham to say the Yehi Ratzon with Shem u'Malchus, with Shem Hashem. So you would say not Yiratzon Shiyirbu Zuchayoseinu, as he has in Shulchan Aruch, but you would say Yiratzon Milfanach Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu Shiyirbu Zuchayoseinu. You'd add in Shem U'Malchus, and that's how the Kolbo writes and others as well. So in fact, this is a discussion in the postgame. When we say the Yehi Ratzon on Rosh Hashanah, do we say it with Shem U'Malchus or without Shem U'Malchus? And our next question then is, when, in fact, do we eat the simanim? So this is a three-way machlokes. When is reishata? The Gemara says specifically that we should eat on reishata. So we explained it as Rosh Hashanah. But in fact, the Leket Yosher records that the minhag of the Trumas Hadeshin as follows: Kol Aseres Yemei Tshuva Nikrain reishata. That the entire Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we're going to exclude Yom Kippur from that, but Erev Yom Kippur, the entire time is called reishata, and accordingly the simanim would be eaten the entire time. Every day we'd have the simanim. However, the Shari Tshuva brings in the name of the Eliyahu Rabbah and in the name of the Machzik Bracha that it's limited to Rosh Hashanah, but Rosh Hashanah is both days of Rosh Hashanah. So both nights, the first night and the second night, we would eat all of the simanim, and they say the related hiratzons, not only the first night of Rosh Hashanah, but both nights of Rosh Hashanah. However, the Bnei Yisachar says, if you look what Abaye said in the Gemara, Yehei Adam Ragil Echo Bereishata, he said that we should be accustomed to eat Reishata. It doesn't say Rosh Hashanah. If it said Rosh Hashanah is 2 days, but it says Bereishata, which means specifically at the beginning of the year, the way beginning of the year, and that's coming to teach us, according to the Bnei Yisachar, that it means the first night only, the first night of Rosh Hashanah only, not the second night, not the entire Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So at the end of the day, on question number one, we have different minhagim, whether we say Shem U'Malchus when it comes to our saying Yehi Ratzon or not. I think the minhag olam is to say with Shem Hashem. And regarding the second question, what days do we say the Yehi Ratzons and have the simanim, the entire Aseres Yemei Tshuva, both nights of Rosh Hashanah, or just the first night of Rosh Hashanah? There are different minhagim on that, but I think the majority of people just have the simanim on the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Have a wonderful day.